It's after you say, "You're Sean."
Gotcha.
This is what we're doing, and this is how I screwed it up.
That's fair enough. You know, this is going to be a good outtake.
What, this right here?
Yeah. Oh. This is how I screwed it up.
Welcome to The Nerdlist, episode 89. I'm John.
And Sean. All right. I messed this up, John, because I took this. You put it down as skills we wish we had. I put this down as things that we wish we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Things not necessarily just being skills.
Well, I have
like
a couple.
The ability to run a mile without stopping is not the way I took this. Okay.
You can do that, so.
Yes. Well, maybe I used to could.
Oh, so you're I don't know. Okay, just start us off with your number 10. Maybe we'll get an idea of what it is that you did.
Okay, well, my number 10 things that I wish I could do. John, I wish I could be on a popular podcast. I figured you'd like that.
Okay.
That's kind of a knock toward you. And myself. You know, okay, well, don't take this as a bad thing. You know, I wish we could be more popular. I wish we had more followers, and yeah, how's that sound?
No, I don't take it bad at all. I mean, it's a lot of it is luck of the draw and just taste, you know. I mean, if you get lucky enough to be featured by iTunes or you get lucky enough to...
How many listeners would you say we have across the world, John?
Somewhere between 800 and 1,000.
Wouldn't you like to have 6,000?
Well, of course.
So that's all I'm saying. I just wish we were more popular.
I'm just ecstatic that anybody cares what I have to say, really.
Well, that's true, too. You know, we could always be least popular. That's very true. But it would just be good to have, you know, a massive amount of fans.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why you're not campaigning, Sean. I don't know why you're not jumping out of airplanes with, like, advertisements written on your parachute and stuff.
Hey, I gave a movie star guy our podcast, and he never called.
Yeah, what'd that do for us?
Not a thing.
Did you ever tell that story on here?
No, I didn't, but I'll tell it now. We were on the airplane coming back from Vancouver, and we were on the the plane with, I don't even know their names. I guess it's Sarah Goodwin and the other dude, and it's from the Happily Ever After show. I don't think that's what it's called. But it's a show on Sunday where it's like Snow White, and she comes to this modern. She's been banished to this world, and she doesn't realize she's Snow White or whatever. Anyways, we saw her, Snow White and Prince Charming on the plane. And as we were getting off the plane, I went up to Prince Charming and started talking to him because he's not a very popular actor. And he was in Thor. I guess that's the only thing he's ever really been in besides – not obviously he wasn't Thor. He was one of Thor's – guys or whatever. Anyways, so I just went up to him and said, "Hey man, if you want to kind of get on our show, we have a couple thousand, I lied a little bit, a couple thousand listeners. If you want to get on our show and kind of promote your TV show, you're more than welcome to." And he said, "Okay," and never called.
So I like how normally you're a very good storyteller, and this time you're like, "Okay, so I gave my information to this really famous person. I don't know his name. I don't know the girl's name. I don't know the name of the show they're on."
I said he wasn't very popular.
The show shows up on Sunday. It's about something.
I cannot remember what it's called. I can never remember what it's called. It's Jennifer Goodwin, I think. I want to figure this out.
I'm moving on.
Well, you are going to... You're going to be sorry you did, because I'm almost there. It's Jennifer Goodwin with a G. Once Upon a Time. There. I said it. Okay. And the guy's name is Josh Dallas.
And moving on. Number 10 for me is to be able to play Mortal Kombat well, Sean.
Yes.
I can't do Mortal Kombat. I can do pretty much any other fighting game decently well. Mortal Kombat, I struggle with. Part of it is because... In Street Fighter and a lot of these other games that came out at the time, you just pushed back to block.
Right.
Mortal Kombat, you have a separate block button. And that confuses me a lot of times. It takes me a while to get the hang of. Now, other ones like Soul Calibur, they have a block button too, but I figured those out. But as far as putting combos together, I cannot find the rhythm that is needed for Mortal Kombat. I can't find
it. How hard is it to leg sweep uppercut? Or leg sweep high kick? Or punching the balls uppercut?
Maybe with all the fighting games that I've played, I just have a higher standard of play than you, Sean.
I just want to win.
Well, yeah, that's understandable, but to be winning frequently, you have to have some knowledge of the combos and be able to pull them off.
Well, I don't have this problem because I'm decent at Mortal Kombat. Not great, but decent.
I don't know why, it's just that game. Tekken, fine. Soul Calibur, I'm fine. Street Fighter, bring it. But Mortal Kombat, I've never been any good at.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's not.
It's much better than my number 9. And in fact, I bet you wish you could play Mortal Kombat better than my number 9. My number 9 thing that I wish I could do or accomplish or whatever, I wish I could be lucky one time and pick the 6 numbers for Powerball. John, how awesome would that be?
Of course it'd be awesome.
I mean, if you win after taxes and everything, $100 million, that would be great.
Yeah.
Our show would have to go on hiatus for a while.
That's understandable, yeah.
Because I'd have some money to spend.
Yeah, picking numbers isn't really a skill, so yeah.
The luck. I wish I could have the luck.
Yeah, I think anybody would wish that they could be rich and do it easily without having to
work for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'd work my butt off if I won the lottery.
You'd work your butt off if you won the lottery?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't. At all.
I'd open all kinds of small businesses and everything else. It'd be great.
Depending on how much it was, I'd probably just sit there.
Play Mortal Kombat, get better at it.
And get better at Mortal Kombat. Okay, my number 9 is to be able to dance, Sean. I can't dance. I really don't have a large desire to be able to dance. But I know my wife would like it if I could dance.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind. If your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, they're no friends of mine. Yeah, I just, ever since middle school when we started doing dances, I've just never had the confidence to bust a move, Sean.
John, you got good rhythm.
I do have good rhythm, but I don't know. I don't just have the confidence to do what I, to try.
I don't know if it's the confidence or if the not caring if you look like an idiot.
Yeah, that might. And there are times where I go out there with the intent to look like an idiot, and I'm okay with that. But to really put out the effort to really try to make it look good, I don't have that confidence. It's not there, and I don't know that I'd ever be able to be what you'd call a good dancer.
Well, you do have the same dance for every song.
It's true.
I can't dance either, but I don't want to. That's okay. I can two-step. That's about it. All right. My number 8, John, and I want to move this to how this can be a skill. Okay, I wish I had the skill to be a captain of a ship.
You just put that in there.
Yes, because I want to own a yacht.
You're like ruining a future list that I had in mind with some of your picks right now.
Well, I didn't understand.
I don't know why.
This is what I wish I could do. I wish I owned a yacht. And I could sail around the world. That would take skill.
Yeah, and that'd be cool to do.
Except I would not want to sail around Africa where the pirates are.
Would you have the balls for that? I don't know that I'd...
Oh, yeah. Easily.
The ocean scares the mess out of me, and if I'm in control of the thing out in the great wide open there...
Oh, it'd be great. I'd have a big old yacht... And I wouldn't be alone. I'd have all my buddies with me, except for you, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting out in the middle of the ocean something you're piloting.
Yeah. But that would be awesome.
It would. Where would you go? Where would your first destination be?
Caribbean.
Which
one? I go go through the Gulf and go around Jamaica, way around Cuba, and down to Barbados and St. Lucia and all those islands down there.
Let's see. Okay, next stop?
Well, I guess as you're down there, you might as well head to Australia. Kind of
somewhere
cut
near close to Australia.
It's closer than it is from here. I guess you go down South America then, and then I cut over to Australia, even though it's still a long ways away. I don't want to go to Africa.
Would you cut across the Pacific over to Australia, or would you go across the Atlantic and pass Africa too?
Man, you kind of have to if you're over there. I don't know. I'd work my way around.
Gotcha. Take you a break in the tip of South America and Chile?
Yeah, sure.
See the penguins?
Yes. Yeah, the problem is if you went around Africa, you'd have to go way around Africa.
I don't get it.
I guess if you wanted to go around Africa, I guess I don't really care about going, if we were around Brazil, we could just cut straight across and go, dang, that'd be a long ways.
Yeah, it's a very long way. So that's why I'm thinking it's such a weird idea to go from the Caribbean to Australia.
Well, you go down South America there, go to Brazil and Argentina, and then you just go around Argentina and go through the Pacific and go.
I gotcha.
Nah, I'd probably go up around Russia and stuff. I'd like to see all that if I could get through, if the ice wasn't too bad.
You go through the north?
Yeah, I want to go. I love the cold. You know this.
I'm definitely not going to be with you.
I just don't know if you can go. You probably can't go up around the north, can you, without hitting the ice and everything?
It'd be tough, unless your ship's one of those icebreakers. Your yacht.
And I'd also want to go in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Take you a long time to get there across the Atlantic. Okay, enough with this one. I'm going on to my number 8.
All right, go ahead.
To skateboard, Sean. To skateboard well. Because if I can do anything athletically, it's not I'm the fastest, I'm definitely not the strongest, but I have coordination. Okay, so I can skateboard decently. Like when I did it regularly, I could ollie, I could pop shove it. But then I watch these videos, you know, I think I'm decent. And then I watch the videos of all these guys who basically defying physics with some of the stuff that they're pulling off. And I don't see any amount of practice getting me to that point. And so I've always admired the people who could skateboard. And, you know, back when they used to have the skate park in Grapevine Mills.
Yeah.
The mall. I really enjoyed stopping by there and watching those guys.
Well, you can have this one, John.
Never had a desire to skateboard?
Nope. Never been able to either. No? Never really tried. Don't care. Not interested. But good for you.
Good for me.
Yes. Because I'm a nice guy. And I wish you the best. You know, I've never been able to skateboard or rollerblade. Or even roller skate.
Roller skating and rollerblading, I'm pretty good at. However, one thing I was really good at was Tony Hawk, the video game. Yeah. Several of those. Had the first one on the N64, and then I had several others for the PlayStation 2. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, you can unlock like Gene Simmons on one of them, or Spider-Man.
Oh, that's cool, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, you can skateboard with Spider-Man or Gene Simmons. It's cool.
Richard Simmons would be better.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, John. My number 7, you wish you could skateboard, I wish I could be a pilot. But that takes a lot of work. I would like to be a pilot just of a smaller airplane that you carried people around in, like one of those little Kitty Hawk planes that carries like 30 to 40 people, a little twin prop,
mm-hmm.
and just fly everywhere and make a lot of money doing that, and be able to own my own plane. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to maybe operate one in Hawaii, taking people from island to island.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sweet. I think a lot about Hawaii now, Sean.
I know. I bet
you did.
I
did go back, but there's a lot of other places I want to see and visit also, so.
I'm telling you, go to the Caribbean, it's way cheaper.
I can
see. But you have to have a passport, which you have.
Yeah, if I can find it. Yeah, Sean, you're stepping all over a future list I wanted to do. And that was, like, jobs that we wish we had.
Well.
And you have, like, ship captaining and piloting. Two of those down.
Well, it's going to get better. I still have three more that are job-oriented.
You want the propeller or jet?
Oh, I think I want the little twin prop propeller. I'm not greedy.
I am. I'll take an SR-71 Blackbird.
Well, good luck flying your friends around with that.
Hey, that's kind of like what they have, like an augmented one in what's that movie? The X-Men.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, my number 7 is to play the piano. I would never put in the practice that it takes to be able to play the piano. I don't know if I have the finger coordination that it takes to play the piano, but it's a skill that I know I wish I had. In college, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but in college, all the dorm rooms had pianos in their lobbies. And I always thought how suave it would be if I were able to just sit down there and just play this beautiful thing and all the girls would recognize me. You know? Like, yeah, that's that guy that can rock on the piano.
I think I will start calling you Wolfgang.
I'd like that.
Or Ludwig.
Ludwig von Lopez.
You know, I've always, if there was one instrument I wish I could play, it would be the piano. I think the piano is probably the most pretty of all instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I agree with you. I wish I had the skill to play the piano and own one.
Yeah, you can do the classical stuff, or you can rock out on it with some Elton John.
Some Guns N' Roses.
Maybe not so much Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, he plays the piano on several of his songs.
Okay. You can't play any Welcome to the Jungle on that.
No, but you can play November Rain. My number 6, John, is another job. And
just ruin this.
Yes, I already ruined it, so you might as well just keep going with it. My number 6, I would like to own and operate a taco casa. And I guess I want to put one either in Sanger or in Louisville.
I'd put one in both.
Yeah. No, it'd definitely make more money that way. I know that. But this place is a gold mine. There's probably 10 of them around the area, and every one of them suckers is full every time I go near them.
Because they have good food, Sean.
And John, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to let you get as many hot sauces as you want. I'm not even going to ask you.
That's nice. You're the man. I'm going to yours every time. Yeah, and I was thinking about this when doing this list. In order to get to have a job where you really make money, you have to have the balls to take some kind of a chance.
Absolutely.
And opening your own business like this, I mean, you got to put down a lot of money to get it off the ground to begin with. And if it doesn't succeed, what do you do?
Exactly.
You know, so.
But it's going to succeed.
Yeah, something like Taco Casa, I'd be pretty confident about. If you put it in the right location, anyway. I like your idea. I like that you continue to ruin my other list idea. Moving on to my number 6. And that has to become multilingual. Not just bilingual, in which I'm not even completely bilingual anyway. But I would like to have the money to spend $400 on each set of
Rosetta Stone. I knew it.
And spend my time learning languages. Of course, you have to have the time to do it all too. But I think that would be the most amazing thing, is to know all these different languages and be able to travel wherever I want and be just fine. To be able to get by. I don't know why, but like I talked about this when we talked about superhero powers we wish we had. I picked that guy who I don't remember his name anymore. Cypher? I think that was
it. Yeah.
Something he could speak all the languages instantly.
Maybe you should be Science Boy. Saw that on Friends the other day.
What's that have to do with languages?
He's a superhero. You spurred my memory when you talked about superheroes.
Oh.
This right now is when I wish we had video so we could stare at each other with disgusting looks.
Okay. Go on then.
My number six, John, I wish I had the ability to travel through time. Mainly, I would never want to go to the future. I would want to go to the past. Because the future scares me. But I know the past is there. So.
The future scares you?
Yes. If we get to like a point where robots have taken over the world and stuff and I can't come back because there's robots there, I want to go to the past when I know I'll be able to come back. And mainly I'd like to go back to about 1970 and tell my dad, hey, man, here's who's going to win the next 45 Super Bowls.
Why don't you just go back 3 years ago and tell yourself who won the Super Bowls?
That's true. That is very true. But that would be very awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be great to go back and see people that you've lost and talk to them and everything else. See them again. And maybe see famous people from the past.
But now, when you do this time travel, I mean, if you see yourself, do you, like in Back to the Future, are you going to mess up everything?
No. Not at all. I don't know. Maybe I go back in time myself and I open up a bank account and I put money in Apple. How about that? In Walmart.
Okay.
And then I leave and go back to the present day and cash it out.
Okay.
Does that work?
I like it.
That way I don't talk to anybody but the bank teller.
So you're kind of stepping on another list idea I had. There's 10 things we could do if we could time travel.
Oh. Well, we can go into that. That's not really messing with that.
Oh, okay. What would you use to time travel? Would you be in a DeLorean?
No, I'd be like Peter. I'd spin around real fast.
Oh. I thought you'd have, like, ruby slippers and...
By the way, again, I'm getting off topic. Have you finished Lost yet?
Heck no. We're on season 6. We've watched the first, like, 2-hour-long episode. We got 15 more episodes.
Season 6 is amazing.
We got 15 more episodes. So Jennifer is burned out. She doesn't want to finish. Like, I think we're this close, woman. We need to finish.
I think it's the best season in season 6. What'd you think of season 5? Pretty good, huh?
I don't care for it too much.
You don't like to flip it through time?
Nah. I mean, it was okay. I really liked the first 2 or 3 seasons the best.
Yeah, it gets... I don't know. I'd hated season 4, but I love season 5 and season 6. Have they set off the bomb yet?
Yeah.
Kind of sad when Juliet died, huh?
Yeah.
She was hot.
And that's why I was sad.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that time travel kind of made me think of that.
I understand. My number 5 is my lost ability to do martial arts, and that's really my lost ability to have any kind of flexibility. I used to be good at Taekwondo, Sean. I did that for a long time, and I had really good flexibility, and like I mentioned a couple episodes back, I can't get my leg past my waist anymore. So it's depressing, and I've really put thought into getting... Have you seen those leg-stretching machines? They have like a crank in the middle?
Not really.
No? Well, they're like $200 to buy one. And I thought about getting one of those to help me get my flexibility back.
Or you could just stretch more.
I could, but that's what this thing is. It's stretching. It's just, I've tried to do it other ways, but it's just, it's very hard to hold yourself in that position without any help. And that's what this thing provides, is some support, some help.
Sounds to me like you need a machine to keep you from getting older.
Well, I've lost this flexibility since I was like in 7th grade, Sean, so I don't know that it's all that. It's just the stop of using it, you know, once I was done with the class and use it anymore. After I'd whooped so many people that no one else wanted to mess with me, Sean. You know how that goes.
I would tell a story, but there's a good chance that this guy might actually listen to the show, so I'm not going to. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in 10 years, but knowing who he is, I guarantee you he listens to podcasts and he's probably found us. So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Is this the story how you whoop somebody?
No, no. It's a story of who you're going to be when you get older, but I'm not going to say anything else.
Thanks.
Moving on to my number four. John, I want to write a famous comic book. And you know I have my little comic book that I've wrote a little bit, my little story. I wish that thing would get published and get famous. That would be awesome.
The zombie one?
No, my actual comic book.
I don't know about your comic book.
Or the zombie one, either way. I wish the zombie one, I wish it could get published and then we could actually, me and my friends could actually be in the movie. The guys that were actually the ones that were in the story, I wish they could be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot of fun to be in a zombie movie.
It would be a lot of fun. But when the actors don't cooperate, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, Sean.
Hey, I showed up one time. The other guy didn't.
I know. Yeah, that'd definitely be cool. I've thought about trying something like that, like a little, because I have a friend who's an artist, and I thought maybe she could take care of the drawing and I maybe do a little bit of the writing.
Yeah.
I can hook you up with her, Sean. Maybe you guys can team up.
Oh, right.
Which takes us to my number four, and that's to be a part of Special Forces. Some kind of Special Forces, you know, to be like Rambo, to be a Green Beret.
With your high point 9mm.
With my high point 9mm? Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to get some military-issued weapon in there, Sean.
That's a good call.
I don't need to show up with my high point 9mm and gems every third shot.
I'm going to have to tell you that I don't think being in the Special Forces would be such a good idea because you're going to get shot at and maybe killed.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility of being anywhere in the military.
Just because they can't hit Rambo doesn't mean they won't hit you.
If you can make it through that, Sean. Okay, I've been watching this stuff on Netflix. One of the programs I watched was Surviving the Cut.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And there's another one that I would watch that was like 2 45-minute long episodes about becoming a Green Beret. Boy, I tell you what, I would never, even in my peak conditioning, I don't think I could get through the Green Beret stuff.
Probably not.
It is ridiculous what they have to go through.
But you don't make them bulletproof. That's the problem.
No.
That is the problem.
No, I understand this, Sean. I understand the dangers involved. However, I think I might, in my best conditioning, have been able to get through the Army Ranger program.
Oh, yeah, I know you could because I've got friends that did. And I was in better shape than they were back in the day when they did it, and they made it through it. So I guarantee you could do that.
They have a lot of water stuff on there, and I'm very comfortable in the water. I'm a good swimmer, and I don't panic underwater. I'm fine. So, and that's another one that I would have liked to do is a combat diver. Have you seen that?
Just any kind of diving sounds good to me.
Now, to be a combat diver, though, you already have to be in the Special Forces somehow. You have to be either a Ranger, a Green Beret, SEAL, something like that to even have a chance to go through combat diving stuff. Their stuff is... It is tough.
I think, John, I figured it out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was just some scary stuff. Like, it's not as – I don't think it's as physically demanding as, like, some of the Green Beret Ranger stuff as far as conditioning, that kind of a thing. But you have to have just no fear and you can't panic because you're doing all this stuff underwater. They'll tie your hands and legs behind your back and you have to pull off tasks underwater and – And they will, while you have the breathing stuff, you have to stay underwater and they'll keep like wrestling the stuff off of you and you have to fix it. And yeah, it's some intense stuff that you definitely, you know how you went diving. Weren't there times where like either your mouth thing came out or something and that sense of panic would creep up on you? Like, oh my gosh, I got to get to the top or, you know, something like that. Did that ever happen? No?
No, I was completely comfortable with that. Now, whenever we were doing training, we were in like 10 foot of water, and our guy would come over and tear off our mask or pull out our regulator or something like that. But I knew he was going to. So now the one thing I did was kind of panicking about was running out of air. I kept having to look at my little air gauge because I wasn't sure. You know, yeah. Anyways, Yeah. But you know, John, if this is it. We're going to get the Special Forces, and our job, this is our job. The Navy SEALs go in, and they leave the little crap there at the bottom of the ocean, you know? The little things they ride through the water on.
Yeah.
And we go down and get them. That's our job.
We retrieve them.
And I'm fine with that. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Because we get to go ride around on them and go scuba diving.
Of course, most of the operations will be pitch black at night, so.
Well, you got to wait till the morning to go get them.
Oh, okay. You say so.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to the ocean at night.
Kind of. You're not being Special Forces.
No, I kind of have an issue with that.
You want to see your death approaching?
Yes. Dude, tell me that you would ever go on a night dive.
I think I would.
Oh.
I think I'd be okay, especially if I had other people around.
Well, yeah, if you were in the middle of them.
Yeah, see, there's almost no middle, because it's a three-dimensional plane, you know? You got...
Yeah, that's true.
Space above you and space below you, too. And that's how great whites like to attack, from below.
Oh, man, there ain't no way I'm going on a night dive. No way. I would be looking around nonstop.
You wouldn't see a thing.
No, when you're you have a flashlight.
You wouldn't see a thing past 15 feet.
Well, I know, but I'd be looking at 15 feet in all directions. And you know why those guys go out at night? To see sharks.
Yeah. Okay, Sean. What's your number
three? All right. My number three, John, I want to own and operate a gun store.
Heck yeah.
That's it. You know, that's my passion. I love guns. I think it would be great to own a store and have a bunch of guns in there at very competitive and cheaper prices than everybody else, because the markup on guns is unbelievable. And at Cabela's, you know, just for example, at Cabela's, most of your markups on guns is going to be about 70 to 80 bucks.
Have you looked into that?
No, not really. I don't have the money to do it. I don't have the money to buy all the guns originally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like with any business. You have to
have some
kind of loan.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing I was talking about having the balls, man. It's.
I have thought about it. I really have. I've thought about getting my license and just going to gun shows and getting a table. And selling my guns at the table. But, you know, just for example, you can buy an AK-47 if you have your license to sell for about $375. And at the gun show, they sell them for $550. That's a huge markup.
Yeah.
So if you go to the gun show and sell yours for $475, you're making $100 profit, and you're selling a crap ton because you're selling them for $75 cheaper than everybody else. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, good idea. Another job idea.
Yeah, thank you.
No, not thank you.
Maybe next week we could do skills we wish we had.
Yeah, maybe. We should try that one. Now, here's one that's not so much a skill on my next one. It's something I wish I could do. Number three is I would like to go free diving with sharks.
Ooh, depends on what kind of sharks.
Like, my favorite sharks, I think they're the prettiest anyway, but I think they scare the mess out of me, and which is why it's something I wish I could do, and I'm not going to do, is tiger sharks.
No.
Yeah.
No. You know, I think I wouldn't mind, even though they're kind of aggressive and they're jerks, I hear they're jerk sharks, I wouldn't mind going scuba diving like lemon sharks. Obviously, I saw one, so that's my favorite shark. I think I saw one. It was yellow. Ish.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay swimming with certain kinds of sharks.
Okay, let me name a couple of sharks and you tell me if you swim with them. Would you swim with great whites?
No.
Would you swim with bull sharks?
No.
Would you swim with mako sharks?
No.
Well, dang, John, there's three. Of course, I picked the three worst. Oh, man, that's pretty much it, huh? The rest of you probably swim with?
I wouldn't swim with No, I don't think I'd swim with blue sharks either. They can be nasty.
What about the great hammerhead?
They can be dangerous. I don't know. They got tiny mouths.
What about so you're talking like the big sand tigers or just the tigers?
Sand tigers I think I'd be okay with. I think they're pretty passive.
They look scary though.
They do. They do look scary. But
man.
I don't know. But
what about like a flock of lemon sharks, like a whole bunch of lemon sharks, like they always go in their
flock. Boats. Tweet, tweet.
Whatever you call them. Or bear.
I don't know.
School.
I don't know, Sean. I think I'd have to see them, see some other people in there with them, and see that they're doing all right, and then I might consider.
Yeah, that would suck, because if you get cut, you're going to have like 53-foot lemon sharks biting you. What about thrasher sharks? Those kind of scare me, too.
I don't know, Sean. Like I said, I'd have to see people in the water with them, see that they're doing all right.
All right, John, what about nurse sharks?
All right, I'm moving on now.
I figured you'd say yes to
me. I'm moving on to your number three.
I'm not on my number
two. Your number two.
John, I wish I had the ability to fly like myself, like a superhero power. I know we've discussed this before, but how cool would it be if you just walked outside and you're like, huh, I'm going to go to Missouri, and you just take off flying, and you're there in an hour.
Yeah, and you just sit down right at the borderline. I'm in Missouri. Mission accomplished. Going back.
It's like, John, I'll meet you down in Galveston. Where are you at? Oh, I'm fixing to go over the dam or the ferry. All right, man, I'll meet you there. Where are you at? I'm in Dallas. I'll see you in a minute. You'll be able to fly 500 miles an hour. You're there in an hour.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I think I know what your number one is, though. I think I figured it out.
Oh, you have no idea what my number one is, but you will totally agree with my number one.
I know what your number one is.
Okay, we'll see.
To understand and stay on topic.
Nope.
That's not it?
Nope.
That's not it. Man, was I close?
No, kind of.
Yes, flying would be awesome. Another power that we've talked about on the superhero one.
Yeah.
Super convenient. And of course, you'd be helping the Earth, Sean. It'd be a green way to travel.
Yeah, and you could charge people to fly in places.
You just strap them to your back?
Yeah, just put some straps on and take off.
Nice.
Close your mouth. You're going to get bugs in your mouth.
You mean with your service, you wouldn't provide helmets?
No, I don't need helmets. Why would you need helmets? I'm controlling it. If you fall, you're going to die. It doesn't matter if you have a helmet or not.
I mean, a helmet to break the wind and to avoid things hitting you in the face.
Mainly for communication purposes, I would think I would. So you could talk back and forth to people.
They're right on your back. I don't think you're going to have any problem.
Well, if you're going 500 miles an hour, your talk's not going to be very good.
Okay. I get you. My number two is to have abs.
You have abs somewhere.
No. It doesn't matter how much I work. How skinny I am, I can never have abs, Sean. Strength-wise, in my abs, not bragging or anything, but I'm probably like in the 95th percentile of ab strength because I've just worked them in intensely since I was in elementary up through middle school. By the time I was in middle school, I was doing at least a thousand sit-ups a night with 30 pounds on my chest.
Dang.
And by the time I'm in college, I'm at my skinniest, my most in shape. There's not a single ab to be seen. But I'll out ab workout anybody, but it doesn't show. I don't know what the deal is, man.
I know what your number one's going to be.
I don't know that you do.
Facial hair. The ability to grow facial hair.
I don't want facial hair.
Oh, man.
I hate that facial hair I have. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I had one time in my life I was able to see a six pack on me, and that was before I got fat. So
the best I've ever had is the middle line going right down the middle. That's it.
I had one my freshman year of high school, going into my sophomore year.
Nice.
Only time ever. Yeah, that's good. John, my number one, I think you will agree with me, and would probably be the greatest thing ever. I wish, John, that I had the ability to understand women.
That's a skill, Sean.
There you go. It's a skill, and it's a good skill.
10 tries and got one on target.
Yes.
Of course, my abs and freediving weren't skills.
That's all right. I'll forgive you.
They don't make any sense, do they?
Women? No, they don't. But I guess if I could understand them, I would be a lot. Life would be a lot easier for me.
You might as well just have put for your number one being able to do the impossible, Sean.
That's true. I have a better chance of accomplishing time travel than I do understanding women.
I agree. What are some examples of things Christina does that just confuse you?
Oh my gosh, let me think. Well, the one thing that she does that really confuses me, and we've talked about this a million times, but we'll go to, say, McDonald's, and I'll be like, Christina, do you want some fries? No, I don't want any.
And then she cheers.
Are you sure? I will get you your own fries. No, I don't want any. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. And then we sit down, and she eats half of my fries. Mm-hmm. And it annoys me to no end, and I do not understand why she does that.
Yep.
I will get her own fries.
It's just the woman evilness.
Yeah. It just... Oh, oh.
Okay, my number one is to make my movies and videos like I did in college.
There you go.
That was fun. I love doing that. I'd write it up, storyboard it up, and then I'd go shoot it. And then I'd have my friends who actually showed up when they said they'd be there. And we'd get through it, and it was a blast. Loved it. And now it's been 5, 6 years since then, and haven't been able to make a single one. Life sucks. Yeah,
it does suck. That's all I have to say about that.
I know. So I have a script written with Sean, and anybody in the Texas area, if they want to take over that other spot, just let me know.
That's right.
Let me know. This is a zombie thing.
Is there shooting in it?
No shooting in the first episode, no.
Hmm.
It's the first episode, Sean.
Why don't we get Cliff to do it?
Yeah.
It'd probably work out. Me and Cliff are all buddies.
Yeah. Let's try that.
Just try that.
So, might be a zombie movie coming to you soon.
That's right.
Probably not, though. Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, because I want to save honorable mentions because most of them are jobs.
Oh, so we might actually do that one.
Yeah.
My number one, or my only other one that I have for an honorable mention is draw. I used to work at a lot in elementary, like 4th and 5th grade.
Yeah.
And I got halfway decent at it, but it's not anything I ever stuck with, and I wish I had that ability.
Not me.
No? Drawing? You don't care about it?
No, I have no drawing in me at all. I'm not artistic in any sense.
That's not true, Sean. Some of the pranks you think of are pretty artistic.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah.
Gotta be creative for that. Well, for next week, our list is going to be pranks. So top 10 pranks that either you would like to pull off at some point, or maybe that you have pulled off at some point. I know Sean and I have been co-conspirators in a couple, so we'll have some, and I know Sean just, that's what he lives for, so I know he has a bunch. So I'm definitely looking forward to hear some of those stories. But if you want, you can call us and leave us your list at
TheNerdList.com.
They don't call to TheNerdList.com, Sean.
Oh, I thought you, sorry. 901-466-6865.
Or you could leave us a comment at the website he just said. Or you can email us at
www.thenerdlist.com.
You can email us at
www.thenerdlist@gmail.com.
There you go. You can leave out those W's.
Sorry, I was having that just gives me time to think a little more.
That's what I figured they were for. And we did get a new call-in for our 100th episode call-only show from Dana. So we have Jack and Dana who have called in. I'd like to get at least 8 more calls if that's possible. So call in, leave us a question or comment of some kind or whatever you want, really, for the 100th episode. And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your Top 10 List.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at TheNerdList.com, email us at TheNerdList@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.
There it is, Sophie. Thank you. Oh, no, you're just biting the cord. Never mind. Am I supposed to talk now?
Remember, we just got through saying it.
I thought you were going to say how I screwed it up.
No, I said you were.
Okay. People are going to turn it off and think that's all we did. Well, you know what? We should do one episode where we just do that and don't talk at all. And see how long it takes people to turn it off. Kind of like Chris Jericho did. Oh, by the way, we need to talk about that before I talk about how I screwed things up. What's going to happen? Is Jericho fixing to go after CM Punk, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Of course. He comes out and code breaks him. No, he was just saying hi.
I think it's time for CM Punk to lose that title.
Maybe.
He's had it too long. And, you know, I know you like him, but he annoys the crap out of me. It's like, okay, this is... Everybody likes the guy who doesn't follow the rules and disrespects authority. We shouldn't like people like that, should we?
Do you remember Stone Cold?
That's true.
Do you remember the whole Attitude Era period? That's what it was all about.
I know. I gotcha. But yeah, that just annoys. I mean, he annoys me, personally.
Yeah.
So I hope Jericho knocks his nose off. That, you know, I like Jericho. And Undertaker, Triple H. Wow, there's one that hasn't been done.
Yeah, I hope they don't do it. And I'm the way that Triple H acted there makes you think that maybe they won't. Because, yeah. You know, he didn't, like, really get involved. He just walked out.
Like, I'm thinking this is going to be the end of the Undertaker. He hadn't wrestled all year.
No, he hasn't been for the last several years.
And he's got a belly. He had a big belly. Last time when I saw him on Monday, I was like, good Lord, at that guy's belly.
Did he? I didn't see. I didn't notice.
It needs to be Undertaker and Brodus Clay. I know you like him, but he sucks.
Who?
Brodus.
No, he doesn't suck.
What is up with his finishing move? I'm just going to fat on you.
It's just a cross body block. That's all it is.
I know. It's all it is. That's a finishing move? It's a special move.
Hulk Hogan's was a guillotine leg drop.
Oh, I know. It was horrible.
Jake the Snake's was a DDT.
I know, but that's better than a body block.
Yes.
Somebody call my mama. You hey, love him, don't no, you?
This is the worst one. Is Jerry Lawler's second rope punch to the head.
Yeah.
That's the worst finisher of all time.
He's horrible. He was horrible when he was younger.
All right. Well, we've already done our intro, and we've just talked like 5 minutes.